And it's good to have you in service. Good to have our visitors with us. And if you want to be, while I'm talking, looking up Ecclesiastes, that's about a book past Proverbs, if that make it any easier for you. Not exactly one we read a lot in there. But I'm going to preach tonight. This is Pentecost Sunday, is what this is. A lot of the nations recognizing Pentecost, if I understand what I've heard today, and Sister Marty was teaching on Acts chapter 2. And so that inspired me to go back into this particular subject we've talked about before on Pentecost. But there are some things that are going to happen in this world, and they're going to happen suddenly. Not always for the good. There's going to be, I can tell you, Joplin, Missouri was not planning for that sudden life-changing experience they had up there. I can't even come close to imagine what that's like up there, to have your home, to have your life changed, to have your world turned upside down. And that was something that happened so quickly. And I can tell you this, just as quickly as tragedy can come, just that quick can victory come. Amen. So if you got Ecclesiastes found, chapter 9, stand with me. And we're going to read here tonight. There again, good to have you with us in the service today. Amen. Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to all, to them all. This is chapter 9, verse 11. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men, snared in an evil time, when it faileth suddenly upon them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this service, every song, every testimony given for tonight, Lord. We praise you for the victory we have in our souls tonight, Lord. We praise you for what we feel here tonight. And Lord, I pray that you anoint me to say what you want said in this service tonight, Lord. Manifest yourself in our altar service. May, Lord, if there's one that doesn't know you tonight, Lord, tug at their heartstring. We'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing tonight, the reading of God's word. When it falleth suddenly upon them, snared in an evil time. There is an evil time that we're living in today. There is things that we touched on this morning. We encounter things that we would have never expected we would see. And there's sudden destruction coming upon this world. How many knows that? Anybody still believe the Lord's coming back? Anybody still believe tribulation is going to hit this world? And my God's going to, he's going to bring revelations to what he has said it is. Amen. It's going to happen. And I want to find myself, Brother Danny, waiting and watching and looking for him. I don't want to be that one that's caught unaware. Amen. That sudden destruction would hit me while I'm allowing myself to be rocked to sleep. That's not what I'm looking for. But I'm looking for some things. I'm looking for some things to happen in the church. Amen. Anybody looking for things to happen in the church? Praise God. Amen. Testimonies given for tonight. There's coming, and I'm looking for things to happen like we really haven't even thought about. Praise God. Let's touch on real quick before we go farther in Mark chapter 13 about his coming again. Let's touch on that quickly tonight. In verse 32 in Mark chapter 13. Mark 13:32 says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. I can tell you right now, there's no need for you to be preparing for October 21st for the Lord to come again. Anybody understanding where I'm coming from? He didn't come in May, and he's not going to come on the 21st of October. You better be wary between now and then and watching. Amen. He's not going to come then. I just read to you. This is in red letters. Is that not good enough for me? Jesus wrote these words. He said, no man knoweth. No man knoweth, praise God, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or in the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Watch, I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Unless suddenly he find you sleeping. I don't want to find myself. Y'all was testifying tonight about how that you felt like you were in a place. My sister Teresa, I was going to say my wife, but these tapes go out, so I'd say Sister Hun over here. Amen. I don't know what to call you when I'm talking behind the microphone. Amen. But my dear wife over here said God was dealing with her about how she was a fixer-upper. There was things in her life that God would work on her because of one reason, because he loves her enough to let her know. Amen. Listen, we don't know the hour, but he loves us enough to let us know in his word that he is coming back. Amen. It might be tonight. It might be tomorrow. It might be 2 years from now. It might be, I don't know when, but he said, watch. And again he said, I said, watch. How much plainer should it be? We should get up in the morning not saying, oh my Lord, it's Monday. We should get up and say, this is a day the Lord has made. He could come again today. I wonder today how many people I could let them know about Jesus. That's a good way to start off a Monday. Instead of saying, oh my, it's another day. I've got to drag out of the bed. Listen, we're going to have to realize the aches and pains are going to come. I can only, listen, I'll just say this right now. Brother Barney, he's about twice my age, just pretty close. If you hurt twice as much as I do, I don't know how you make it. Brother Barney, he explained it really well, by the help of the Lord. Amen. So what's going on is this. We have things to go through in this life, but there are some sudden blessings. There are some times in our walk with God. God does things very quickly. How many like some of those blessings like that? I like it when God comes on the scene and does a work. Amen. There, we talked about the man by the grave, by the gate this morning. He didn't have a clue what God was going to do for him, but when the power of God come through his life, Brother Danny, there was a change took place. Sudden things are unexpected. They're unaware. We're not planning on them. The upper room experience that happened in Acts chapter 2, they did not. My wife likes to say this. You don't have a clue. They did not have a clue what was going to happen in the upper room when they was up there doing as what the Lord said. He said, go and you tarry there until you become endued. Sister Marty said that endued was a very powerful word there. How many likes and wants to be endued with power? I want the power of God on the outside of me, on the inside of me, all around me, on top of me. How many wants to have that kind of power in your life? Oh, preacher, I don't think we can have that kind of power. Well, I know a man I can take you to in the Bible. His name was Peter. Amen. He was a cussing sailor. How many remembers Peter? He was in such a place with God, Sister Jennifer, that as he walked along, he was so empowered by the Holy Ghost because of that sudden experience he had with the Tobe in the upper room, because there was something happened to him suddenly in the upper room. How many is looking for a sudden experience with God? Amen. There was something happened in Peter's life. That as he walked, praise God, throughout his walk, hun, there were things that people could just get in his shadow and be healed. That's what I call being empowered. Endued with power. It wasn't something on the outside that Peter was putting on. It was something on the inside going to the outside. I mean, what's that kind of power in your life? I don't want anybody to look at me except they would say, that's God doing that. I don't want anybody to look at this church and say there's any kind of knowledge or talent. It's not about knowledge. It's not about talent. It's about God. Peter and John, Peter said, oh no, this isn't us. This is Jesus doing this, boys. Amen. There comes a time in your life and in my life, we need that unexpected blessing. We need that unexpected charge of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I was several years ago. Amen. Now, how many knows that we're Pentecost? I do believe in Pentecostal experience. Anybody ever heard that from me? I remember several years ago, Sister Buena Faye, I was up at Miracle Lighthouse, Sister Fern, and we was all a little bit younger back then, I believe. Amen. But I had been backed up on God, and God had restored me. I could feel His presence. I knew He was back in my life. I knew I had got right with Him. And I had never really realized that, you know, the tongues had never really come forth since then. And I was up there one night on the stage in Miracle Lighthouse. I had my guitar playing. Sister Fern was over there praising God. Amen. Holy Ghost all over her. And I just felt impressed to go over and shake her hand, Brother Bobby. Amen. Just felt impressed to just walk over there and just shake Sister Fern's hand. Now, you say, what would that mean, preacher? What kind of thing is God trying to do there? Can I tell you, sir and ma'am, God wants you to be obedient. He wants you, when He whispers to you, not to say, oh, but God. He wants you to say, okay, God, I'll do exactly what you say. Doesn't matter how it looks. Doesn't matter how it sounds. I'll be willing to do what you say, Lord. I stepped out and I went over where she was at and she was praying, reached over and touched her hand, and there was a sudden charge of the power of the Holy Ghost hit me and hit her. Praise God. I had the power of God move me and knock me around, and I began to speak in tongues. Hello, somebody. Anybody want to shout tonight? Might be a good time to say praise the Lord. Suddenly things happen in our life. Amen. There's times that God does something quickly for you. Amen. Now listen, a miracle can take place. A miracle is something that happens. It's not normal. It's not natural. It's something supernatural. Amen. We can have a healing take place in our body. You get cut or hurt, you're going to get healed back up. But there's times that God performs a miracle in your life, and it's something that's contrary to what the natural things of life are. I mean, like some miracles to take place. Brother Wendell needs a miracle in his life. He needs God to reach down and to curse the very root of that cancer in his life. You believe He can? I believe He can, don't you? I believe God can speak it. His son paid a price. There were stripes on his back for a healing. Brother Wendell's a child of God, and there's no reason why that man can't be healed. Miracle take place in his life. Praise God. Sudden things happen unexpectedly. There's times that we have things in our life. I went to church over at Silver Valley Road, Brother David Sheckles, pastor's over there. Went to church over there as a young boy. I was about 10 or 12 years old, Aunt Chrissy. I think I was 12. I can't remember exactly. Amen. I got over there. Amen. Began to go to church, and I've shared this before you. There was a Pentecostal preacher over there. He'd been in the honky-tonks and got delivered from sin. God filled him with the Holy Ghost, put him out on the field evangelizing. Come from Tennessee, all the way from Tennessee up here to preach. I believe he was sent up here, brother, just to preach to me sometimes. I thought that just maybe for me. And I was back there. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. Listen, God does things in your life that you don't plan on. God does things for you that you can't expect. God does things that you can't imagine. Anybody believe that this night? Amen. I began to sit there back there as a young boy. God began to deal with me, and I stepped out an aisle. I began to walk to an old-fashioned altar. I didn't have a clue what God was going to do for me. I could never imagine. Imagine what was going to be going on in my life 30-something years later. Attitude check. I had no idea what was going to be going on in the year 2011. That sudden charge, that sudden unexpected visitor I had in my life, because I welcomed him in. I said, Lord, come into my heart. He will not come in as an intruder. He'll come in as a welcome guest. If you don't welcome him in, he won't come in. Woo, glory. I feel like preaching tonight. Y'all care about that? He's going to do something sudden in your life. Amen. You might be by the gate second you can out saying, Lord, I hadn't had a blessing in a long time. I need you to come by here. He's got something in store for you. Empowered the church in Acts chapter 2. I'm empowered by that same power. Anybody glad to be empowered tonight? Praise God. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We say the evidence of speaking in tongues. You won't find that exactly in the scripture, but it is an evidence of a baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is true. But listen, the greater evidence is the works he does. Devil can speak in tongues. Well, I'm getting out in deep water now. But God's the one that does the things. It's not contrary to what his word says. God does what his word says. He instills his word. And he puts action in his word. Amen. He said, if you'll call on me, I'll be there. He said, if you'll draw nigh to me in James 4 and 7, he said, I'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, your sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. That's what God said he'd do for us. He will do those sudden things in our life. Brother Frank, we're serving a God that can reach down and heal your body tonight. Anybody believe that? He can do it. Sudden things happen. You don't expect it going to happen, but God does it. Paul and Silas in chapter 16 of Acts is in prison. My Lord. Somebody throw us in prison, we'd have a lawsuit going on. They mistreated us. They done us wrong. All they was doing was preaching Jesus. Acts chapter 16. All they was doing was preaching Jesus. My Lord. We got, what's that? There's some kind of group out there of lawyers that, I forget the name of it, but they help those people, those Christian people that have missed things happen to them. And I know we're in a different time the way we're then, but they're the ones, these lawyers that go to bat when you've had your freedom of religion has been done wrong or so on and so forth. I forget the name of them, the folks that do that, but they'll go to court for you. They'll go to battle for you. They'll stand up with you. Amen. But Paul and Silas wasn't doing nothing but preaching Jesus. Just Toretta, they got thrown their cells in jail, and as they was in there, they just decided, looked over Paul. Paul looked over at Silas and said, well, let's just sing and pray a while. Amen. We ain't got nothing else to do. Let's just sing and pray a while. They don't even get upset about this thing. You know what's wrong with the church today? We get too upset over nothing. Woo, I'm preaching good now. We'll get all fussed up and upset about this and upset about that to the place you can't even serve God. Let somebody beat you half to death and throw you in jail. Then we'll see how much we love Jesus. Can you pray for them then? Can you say, Lord, forgive you? I forgive you. Come on now. Preach until you this night. Amen. There comes a time in our life we're going to have to kind of grow up a little bit. Not let these things distract us and get us in a place we can't serve God. I don't care. It's not. Listen, what you do is not affecting me if I don't let it. Come on. If I just keep my focus on the cross and my heart right with God and realize that God's on my side and realize I've got a work to do, no matter whether you do the work or not, I've got something to do. God called me to preach, not you. I'm sure not going to allow you to affect my walk with God. It's time we realize that we need a sudden move of God in our life. We need the gates around us to say, Paul and Silas said, let's just sing a while. And let's just sing a while, Paul. Amen. Well, give me a key. Give me a key of C, Silas, and I'll sing you a song. Praise God. Amen. They begin to sing and God begin to move. You're going to have to realize God begins to do sudden things in your life when you start moving back to God. He won't do those things when you don't want him to, but when you say, God, I need you to move in my life, God's beginning to put things into operation. God's beginning to stir the waters. God's beginning to bring things together. God's beginning to do things in your life that you can't imagine. Why? Because he's a sudden God. He'll do things you can't imagine. I'll stand up here and preach one day, Brother Frank. There are going to be souls running down this aisle. Amen. Saying, I want that Jesus. If I'll pray, if I'll seek God's face, if you pray with me, if we'll seek God's face, we will be that powerhouse of God that, listen, that gates of hell cannot prevail against. Problem is, church, don't expect nothing. Don't look for nothing. Another Friday, another Sunday night. Well, another Sunday morning. I can tell you what'll happen. Sanjay will request two songs. We'll sing them. Brother Eddie will get up. He'll turn his cordless mic on as he's walking to the pulpit. And he'll say, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on. That's it. So he'll talk about the same things he talked about 2 weeks ago. He'll say the same things about when he got saved. He'll talk about homosexuals. He'll talk about this and he'll talk about that. It'll be the same thing again. Not expecting nothing. If you and I'll come here expecting God to do something, he'll do something. If we don't expect it, I said, Sister Marty reiterated that this morning, if we don't expect nothing until we get here, you're probably not going to get nothing. But we'll begin to pray. It don't matter what you feel like. Don't base what you're doing on how you feel. Base it on what you know. Praise God. We're serving a God that'll set you free. His blood is able. And if his blood will cleanse you, his blood will keep you. That's the kind of God I'm serving. Hallelujah. Sudden God. He'll do things you don't plan on. Paul and Silas, they wasn't planning on those. The earthquake, or wasn't, I think it was an earthquake. They wasn't planning on the doors to open. They wasn't planning on anything but just saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He delivered me. I'm claiming the victory. Woo, glory. Is doing what they need to do. I mean, wants to do what you want them to do. Sudden things happen. You've got to expect it. I don't ever sit back and think that God can't do it. I've got a home right now. My immediate home is, we're blessed. My wife and I and son, we're blessed far greater than we ever deserve. And I believe she'll agree with me. But I forgot to tell you, and I should have, got my mama home yesterday, Friday. Boy, old dad, and he's stepping around there. And he is proud to get mama home. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, God's so good, Brother Tobe. Lord, he's good. He just does exceedingly above. And I, you know, as a young boy, growing up there, 10 or 12, whatever I was something. Dad didn't go to church with us at all in our growing up years. And he helped me learn how to play the guitar, and I got involved in playing the guitar. And years went on, and years went on. Never discouraged me from going. Mom, she always taking me, you know. I'm not going to go deep into this story. But the long story short is this. God did a sudden thing in our home. God saved my daddy, set him free. Woo, hallelujah. Mama went through depression. God delivered her. That's just a few small things. Not to mention cancer, heart attacks, and strokes. That's just the added things. And they're still able to stay at home, get out. And I suspect they'll be out next weekend probably or shortly. But those things happen in our lives, in my family's life, and I couldn't have ever imagined that, son, of what God could do. I couldn't imagine to have been a pastor out here for 11 years and see all you folks here and a little old boy here on the front aisle, and God's delivered him and saved him and growed him up. Growed him up. Mom and Dad able to continue to serve God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. Whoever's hearing this, don't you put a limit on what God can do. Paul and Silas were just going about their business. Amen. Listen, Brother and Sister Hudson, don't you put a limit on what God can do. Woo, I just feel God in this house.
Don't you put a limit on what God can do. Because we continue to do what we know to do. God is going to do a sudden work somewhere, sometime. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It will happen, it will happen, it will happen. Hallelujah. He said, go, tarry until you become endued with power, until you get it on the inside, until you have that experience that you need with God. My God, He's still endowing people with the power of the Holy Ghost today. He's not changed from that upper room experience. And Peter and John stepped out. Amen. Said, I don't have no money, but what I got, I'll give to you. Rise up and walk. We're serving that same God that will empower you to be what you need to be through Christ. No, you don't have to be this loud. No, you don't have to be this excited, but I can tell you right now, it's not scaring my Father. Amen. I believe today that when that crippled man rose up and walked, amen, he didn't just walk. He realized, my God, something's happened here to me. Amen. God still does things in your life if you'll just believe. Sudden things. Unexpected. Brother Frank, you could roll out of bed tomorrow and be completely whole. Woo! I don't know why I keep focusing on you. Maybe God wants you to hear something. Hallelujah, somebody in this house. Amen. We're serving a God that's not a God that can't. He's a God that can. He's not a God that won't. He's a God that will. He's not a God that's not able. He's a God that's able. Oh, somebody praise Him in this house. My God is still alive and well. He's a sudden God. He'll do things in your life you can't imagine. Are there consequences for sin? Yes, there is. Are there things in our life we may have to live with? Yes, there is. But is there things in our life that God will do that you can't imagine? Yes, there is. Whew. Paul was a mighty man. Paul was a man that was killing Christians. My Lord. His name was Saul then. Had a name change. Sometimes we need to have our name changed. What kind of name you got out there in the world? Somebody that's godly, somebody that's unstable, somebody that's wishy-washy. Hello? You got a name out there. Saul had a name of a persecutor of the Christians. But there come a day on the road to Damascus, there was a sudden change happening in Saul's life. There was something happened when that light shone down from heaven. Amen. And the Lord began to speak to him. Said, Saul, Saul, why thou persecutest me? He said, Lord, here I am. He knew who it was. There was a change took place. His name was no longer Saul. He was no longer that man out there going against God. He became that man that was a man that God was using. Listen to me. Amen. It doesn't matter where you're at today. God can change things in your life. God can put things in your life that you can't understand because God is that kind of God. A sudden God. An unexpected God. I didn't expect to be a preacher. Lord of mercy. Whoever gets these tapes may think, they still think I'm not, but that don't matter. I'm just doing what God says. He said, preach it, son. I'm not saying everybody gets in church is going to be a preacher, but you never know what God's got for you. Woo, glory. How about an attitude check in this house? Praise the Lord. He's God. He's still God. Amen. Sister Jennifer, He's still God. No matter where we're at, Paul and Silas, I keep going back to them. Amen. Didn't feel sorry for themselves. I want to kind of pop your bubble here if I could just real quick. Amen. God will not come around when you're having a pity party and say, oh, poor you. He won't do it. He won't. Poor old Brother Eddie. Oh, bless his heart. He's preached so hard and he's got so loud and he's preached it so hard. Bless his heart. And nobody said amen. Nobody called him and said, Brother Eddie, great message. That is not going to happen. Hello? He ain't going to look down at me and say, poor Eddie. He going to look down at me just like he did Elijah. When Elijah? Elijah's in the cave feeling sorry for himself. And he said, what are you doing here? In a still, small voice. And I believe that still, small voice just shook the very very, if he had any feelings, I bet he didn't have any then. He just shook the very foundation of Elijah's life because he knew, Sister Jennifer, that was God speaking to him. And he knew that he didn't need to be there fearful of one little woman out there that was one mean mama. Hello? I wouldn't want Jezebel after me either. But I'd sure be glad if she's after me and I know I've got the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on my side. Amen. I'd be glad to know that I got somebody on my side. He'd already seen what she could do. Think how many she had killed there. Amen. She said, I'm going to get you next. Well, that's enough to shake you up. But still yet, God didn't join the pity party. He didn't say, oh, poor Elijah, you got that woman after you. No. He said, what are you doing here? If I remember the scriptures correctly, just after that, just the next chapter over, God took Elijah. Amen. Here he comes by Elisha. God began to move. God was still working. It didn't matter what was going on in his life. God had a work to do. Elijah was fixing to be in a place that Elisha was going to be called of God to pick up that mantle and do what God said to do. Listen, my God's got a plan for your life. Sudden things happen. Catches us unaware. Don't plan on it. Bad things happen. I got off that old sudden bad stuff pretty quick tonight, didn't I? I didn't dwell much on those bad things going to catch them as a snare. Amen. World's going to find themselves in a bad shape. I'm not going to look back and laugh at them. I'm going to have sorrow. Amen. As long as God will let me have. But when I step over in glory, he's going to wipe away the tears. I'm not going to have the same type of despair and discouragement we've got down here. We won't have no devil to deal with up there. We won't have no sorrow. We won't have those tears of sorrow. We won't have to be praying for God to save our family. It's going to be over. We're going to have glorious time in our life because we've made heaven our home. But you have got to be. I have got to be blood-bought, born again. If I'm not, I will not make heaven. I've got to be prepared. That's why he said watch, and he said again, I said watch, because he's coming again. He made a way for us to get back to him. That's through his son, blood of Christ. He made a way. So don't sit back there thinking I can't get back. It's the devil lying to you. He'll lie to you, tell you half truth. That's what he did to Adam and Eve. Surely he didn't mean what he said. Surely he didn't mean. God just don't want you to eat that fruit because you'll be smarter than him. What did she say? What he said? Every time I see a snake, I think about the devil. Them folks like to carry them snakes around. I think the best snake is a dead snake. Woo, glory. Shout the victory on that. Take his head off. I don't care if he is a king snake and kills poisonous snakes. I think he ought to be dead. I know you old timers say, don't kill them king snakes. They'll eat them poisonous snakes. Well, I'll kill them poisonous snakes too. How to get off on this? Amen. The devil deceived Eve and told her a half. He just told some half truth. He even done, listen, the devil's so dumb, he done that to Jesus. Told him half truths. Oh, no. He said, bow down, I'll give you this world. Surely. He said, dash, you know, you just turn these stones into bread. You're hungry. You've been fasting 40 days. You got the authority to do that. And he actually, if you'll search those scriptures, he actually took half scriptures and twisted them to Jesus. Look it up. That's what he done. He'll do the same for you. But my God, my Lord, I didn't know I was going to preach this long. God is a God that's doing great things. Stand with us if you would. Come on, get us a song. Power of the Holy Ghost in this house. I tell you, God's not changed. He empowered the church in Acts, and that power is still alive today. How many believes that? We've been grafted in as Gentiles and Cornelius. And I believe it's chapter 10 of Acts. I believe Cornelius was when that this great move of God, this great Holy Ghost power, we were grafted in, and now we're heirs and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. I'm just his level. I'm one of God's children. Got the same inheritance as any other child of God in this world. If you know Jesus, you do too. If you don't know Jesus, you must know him as your personal Savior. Bow your heads tonight. Father, I thank you for your anointing in this house. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. And I know you're a sudden God. You're doing great things in our midst, Lord, for those that are expecting, those that are striving, Lord, in this walk with you, Lord. I praise you tonight.
I thank you, Lord, for victory in this house, Lord. Lord, if there's one here tonight needs to know you as their Savior, needs to draw nigh to you, Lord, I pray move in their behalf. And I want to praise you for it tonight. I praise you tonight, Lord. Thank you tonight. I don't know the direction to go in this altar service tonight. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I took you down the Roman road this morning. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, Jesus will save you tonight. Folks, if you're here and you know Jesus and you just need God to move, God's willing tonight to move in your life.